So now, here you are, cleaning out like crazy, yes? But you're still left with this chaos in the consensus. You'll leave this workshop, you'll finish this workshop, and you'll go back out into your world, return to your daily activities, to the mundane experiences, to the little choices, the middle-sized choices and the large choices you'll have to make. And one of the things about looking at your future and being able to see it without immediately trying to create a plan, without immediately trying to set a goal, the channel went to a workshop where the leader of the workshop pointed out that the origin of the word goal was the old English word for jail. All right. Now, that implies that when you set a goal, you're trying to nail down a particular form in the future. Now, when you try to nail down that form, what does that do to your creation ability? In a sense, it is an attempt on your part to compensate for senses of insecurity, fears, and uncertainty, by creating a sense of anchor, a sense of certainty, a sense of purpose. Now, when you set a goal and you set this purpose, the danger of setting a goal in terms of your longer-term strategy is that the person that you are by the time you anticipate reaching that goal may have changed. And that goal may be a limitation by the time you get there. A second problem may be that by trying to nail down some certainty, you're going to miss a lot of opportunities and possibilities in alignment with your temperament, in alignment with your true self, along the way. Because if you are so sure about where you're going, you will ignore the messages sometimes along the way. And you'll miss the opportunities to experience something greater, to experience the dynamic, the flow. Now, we know that in corporate structure of America, it is common that you must set goals, short-term goals, mid-range goals, long-term goals. In the educational system, you have a course. You state the goals for the course. This course is to teach you to do this, blah, 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 blah. And it lines it out. It creates an outline. It creates a course schedule. It creates the whole concept lineage, the line up for the whole future in a big linear line. Same with the corporation, a big linear line. Okay, if we set up all our goals, then we're going to set up our tracks and then we're going to set up our steps to get to those goals. And when you step back and look at it, this wonderful excitement that humans have for the future is getting very narrowed and restricted and restrained into a linear process. If anything goes wrong at any one of those steps, the whole process is in jeopardy. A person can, if they do this in their own life, can experience fears and traumas around failure, disappointment, anxiety. If one piece, one step does not function right, that is why we suggest that in order to move through the chaos, to emerge into a new paradigm, you're going to have to let go of some of this linearity stuff. You're going to have to allow for possibilities. Now, we understand that as part of your exploration, there's certain forms that give you great pleasure and joy. If you're doing a work that you love, it is a form that you have found within it a great satisfaction and a fulfillment. But if something's getting askew with the form, if somehow or another that form is being threatened financially, emotionally, legally, whatever, if somehow or another the situations seem to change, the temptation is to hold on to the form more tightly because that form has represented your passion, your joy, your enthusiasm. But if it's beginning to shift out of your focus, if it's beginning to shift out of your path, of course you're going to at first be disturbed. You've been trained to say, oh my gosh, what's going on? It's going to fall apart. Failure. What if? The fears will start tracking other potential steps into the future until you can get yourself pretty darn scared. And you wonder, how can I move forward without having to settle? I want this form because this form is that which has given me great joy and function and of celebration and creativity, and I love this form. I love this writing or this particular type of creating. I love this work that I do with people. I love that communication. I love that interaction. That gives me tremendous joy, that particular form. I'm attached to it. I'm not willing to just go off and find any other form. What if I can't make a living with this one? What do I do? What if I can't get to it now because my schedule is too busy? I lose connection with my joy, with my passion. And the form sits there empty. What to do? For many of you, very bright, very powerful light beings, one of the scariest parts of this shift that's going on is that what you have relied upon in your form for your money, just for your sense of order, just your priorities, the way they've kind of been set for some time, may be shifting and changing in such ways as to very absolutely threaten your comfortable existence, challenging you to find new ways and new avenues to expand your creativity. And if you focus completely on the form, you sometimes miss the creative alternatives that blend it back into the resources you're already familiar with and capable of working to great depth. And therefore, in a sense, lose your track, lose your path. took the after lunch suggestion to heart. Huh? Didn't cancel it. Yeah. So the point we're making here is that in order to emerge from chaos, you enter the path of uncertainty or path of possibility, where everything is shifting sands. Everything shifts. Everything changes. It's morphing. Because the form that you're used to as an expression in the old reality is undergoing some shifts too, just like you are. It's cleaning itself out just like you are. And if you are attached to a certain form, but your motivation is not fully with it, that form may break down because it will therefore be part of the old structure. If it's no longer true to you, it'll break down. Now, this may not necessarily be true of a person who is not on a spiritual, creative trip. You know, very often we've seen people who are on spiritual work and learning how to create and manifest and so on get very perturbed about how they see people who seem to have no spiritual interest whatsoever manifesting with great ease. It's like, grr! You know, I should be there. The young adult says, I should be there showing them how to do it right. Right? But you're looking at that with wonder and puzzlement. Why does it seem to be so complex an issue for me, and yet it seems like some of those people could just kind of just do it? And if you think back, there's probably a time in your life when you're much younger, when you had a lot more fluidity and things just could move and flow a little bit more easily and things just unfold and da-da-da-da-da and you're moving right along with that. But that was before you made the choice to learn how to consciously create and to learn how to utilize the reflections in your reality to enhance your own power of creation and to step into your divine God self, the divine creator self. Yes, the bar's raised. And you raised it. So when you find your form morphing, changing, when you find a sense of loss of interest in your form, in that which used to give you pleasure, or when it seems that you have to put it aside for survival reasons and go to something else, you can feel that somehow you have lost something very important, very essential. And we would suggest, not really. What you're doing, though, is that you're at a place where you need to open to uncertainty and embrace it. You need to open to possibility. And what this means is that you need to be able to stay creative and flexible with your life, even if you have put it into tremendous order and everything has been fixed and orderly for years. And everything that you thought you were aiming to and you were going to fulfill and get done and all of this kind of thing may be changing and shifting. But the opportunity is for you to create. Now, it may be that you're going to go to another form. And if you do, you have to understand that there is a process of letting go of the old dream that was focused on the form, to letting go of the goal that or the agenda that was underlying. See, the object here is in your mundane life, in your everyday world, you have to make a living, you have to work with your monies, you have to spend wisely, you have to figure things out, you have to do practical things, get things done, engage with your reality, you have to pay your rent or your mortgage, you have to do those things. Have to go and get your teeth cleaned every now and then, you know? You can't just spend all day long in your ivory tower in meditation. We found people who've attempted to do that. Their realities, their physical plane manifestation realities, generally fall apart when they do that. They lose the connection, the grounding with physicality. But you wanted to get in there. So how do you deal with the future then? How do you plan for the future? How do you prepare for it? What do you do about the future? Now, energetically, it's going to be very easy, and you know the answer energetically. But when it comes down to your physical plane reality, what choices do you need to make? How do you need to organize yourself? You've got to, you know, keep track of your bank account. You've got to make sure that you have enough money for this. You've got to make sure that you do that and pay your taxes or whatever it is. And you got to stay on top of all of this stuff. So if you see your form morphing into who knows what, you can panic. Don't seek the form. Seek that energy that the form that you had chosen that is shifting and changing had lost. What did you lose? There's some motivation that's not online. It doesn't address some aspect of yourself. Maybe you're not creative with it any longer. Maybe you're not even interested in being creative any longer. But when you created the form, you remember the joy? You remember the excitement? You remember the building? It's like if you built a business, you remember how fantastically interesting it was? You thought about how to market and how to sell and how to price things and what you needed to do and how you needed to put it all together and how you needed to present it and package it and blah, 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 blah. And you were just going at it. Or if it was a job, a career, who to work with, what firm, what company, how you wanted to proceed. You learned how to develop it according to your temperament. But once you set it into place over a long enough period of time, and then you changed your relationship to this business or to this job or to this form or to this outlet of expression, changed. And that can be scary, especially if you rely on it for your income. If you don't rely on it for your income, so it doesn't vibrate with and resonate with a survival, you have a lot more flexibility to play. You can explore more. You can go more deeply into the love. You can spend more time with the energetic creation of the future. And pretty much ignore the form and watch it unfold. It's actually what we do recommend, even for those who are attached to the form. But you're going to have to let go of the old dream, dreamed not by you, but someone years ago who set it up for you beautifully then, but it must change now. You're going into new reality. And you need to give up old form and accept new, more vibrant, more expressive, more true, and aligned form. Now, it may ultimately turn out to be the same. But you may have to go through some kind of shifts and changes in the meantime. If you've lost your way with it, let go of the old dream of it. and then seek that which had given you joy before, and seek that passion again, and see if that passion is still with you. And if not, where does that passion, where does your passion take you? Does it take you to other forms? Or does it take you to similar forms in other creative ways? Does it take you to other options? Now, the way it manifests for people who want to think linear and want to get themselves feeling really safe is to say, okay, plan A is this form. I want it to work. I want this dream to unfold in this particular way. And if this doesn't work, what's my plan B? And if plan B doesn't seem to be appropriate at the time, what's plan C? Now, the reason we're bringing this up is because when you enter the realm of uncertainty and surf the sea of possibility and allow for opportunity to be drawn to you, this is the way out of the chaos. You've got to have a way of understanding and recognizing that you have so much resource, so much possibility to give yourself a sense of support inside, a sense of trust in your own ability, a trust in your own capacity to manifest, to imagine. If you don't have much of imagination, figuring out a plan B is going to be very difficult. No, it's plan A. I want plan A to work. Anything but that's not acceptable. Anything but that is settling. Anything but that is a compromise to my life. And we want to suggest, think again. Every one of you have, at one time or another, dreamed your plan A. And every one of you, in one way or another, are still trying to fulfill plan A. Plan A doesn't have to be financial. It can be with family. It can be with relationship. It can be with something, a creative project. Or it can be with a lifestyle. Plan A. You're still on working on plan A. And we want to suggest, give up plan A.
What's going to happen to me? Oh, I don't know what to do. I'm lost.
No, you're just going to go into the sea of possibility and draw and attract to yourself the intangible aspects, the passion, the joy, the love, the creativity, again, to you, that you used before to create something. If it's the same form, great. If not, wow, you have an adventure ahead of you. But let go of plan A. It was not dreamed by you. It was dreamed by a former you. A former you who had not yet entered this chaos. A you from a couple of years ago, or earlier. For some of you, the young adult is still is a version of plan A from age 23. Admittedly, you've done so much growth, it's hard to imagine in a sense that you're still trying to unfold your young adult's plan. But there's still pieces of it that may be there. You need to look at your plan. You need to look at your plan A and see it for the restriction that it is. See it for the prison that it's catching you and snagging you back into the old school of thinking, back into the old reality, back into the linear processes and assumptions, projections, and the limitations of your imagination that come with it. Because when you let it go and you follow your heart and you follow the call of your soul, who's been pulling you gently throughout this whole workshop, this whole weekend. Starting on Thursday. You'll let that call of your soul call. Pull you. Pull you. You'll hear it. You'll move towards something greater within you. You'll move towards the greater you, who has greater ability to manifest, who has more access to resources on all dimensional levels than the you who dreamed up plan A. The one who dreamed up plan A is saying, okay, we'll make it nice and secure and solid and certain. You got your ego in it, involved. Plan A, my plan. Or your subconscious in it, okay, plan A requires this, this, this. All right, I'll keep it going. I'll keep you on track. I'll keep you going on the steps over and over. It doesn't work really now. This is about flying. This is about flying with the truth of who you are. Flying with the reality of yourself and allowing yourself to dream bigger. Allowing yourself to open to magic and to greater miracles in your life. Yeah, look at that form which has given you joy and pleasure. How can it give you even more joy and pleasure so that you can find the ecstasy of your creation in it? And if not, where can you go? Where is the ecstasy of your creation going to land in form? You don't know, perhaps. But if you will move forward towards that and pay attention and open to your awareness of your reflections, your reflections are going to come to you. You don't ever have to go out there to find your messages, do you? Isn't it amazing? You are always creating realities where the messages come to you. And when you watch, and when you listen, you get them. And it opens possibilities. You can use the positive aspect of your young adult who knows how to brainstorm and create and play with ideas and concepts and visions and grand schemes and so forth. You can use that energy. But don't put it into plan A, into that secure, certain, nail it down goal. Because you may miss the real lucrative possibilities. They can slip in and through intuition and insight give you aha moments. Oh, this is what I can do. This is how I can go about it. It's just part of the way of living the new reality, the new paradigm in your mundane, in your normal day-to-day routine life. And recognize that your routines, as we were saying, your routine life, that's plan A. It's going to shift and change. You're reinventing yourself in a way. You're recreating your self-image. And from that place, you need something as an expression, a vehicle of your expression in your life that works in alignment of truth to you, your temperament. And so that's why some people who are working in a job or in a situated in a business, even if it's their own, that no longer services their temperament, that is no longer true to who they are in their expanded self, it's got to morph. It's got to go through major changes or be left aside and changed entirely. This is where the panic is. This is where the lack of trust shows up. If you stay clear and connected to yourself, to who you are, to that divine within you, letting the soul pull you gently, lovingly. That thread of self will unerringly take you to the places of greatest resource and opportunity. It has always done that. But when you've had it twisted and distorted and covered with all sorts of debris, you've wandered way far afield, exploring the feedbacks that you get, giving power away to others as your reference point, seeking outside of you, or seeking your love in the form rather than the form in the love. It's a new way. If you can realize this, you can begin to trust yourself, as we brought up earlier, that you will create for yourself positive, friendly, supportive realities. It's time for you to be able to do that. But for you to be able to do that with a lot of flexibility, with flow, with the exhilaration of your creative juices, the reactivation of more of yourself, to add more of yourself into your process, into your flow. You integrated a whole bunch of things. In those were gifts and talents and abilities and so forth. You haven't even developed in this lifetime yet. That may be fun to explore. Or they may just kind of drop in. And you'll be delighted to find that suddenly you have a knack at this side venue, this side exploration, this aspect or that aspect. My, I never thought about it that way, but boy, am I having fun with that. You may rethink your approach and find ways to make it more engaging, more real, more satisfying, and more magical for you. You're the ones who are going to set this up. Because people out there who are dedicated to plan A, regardless of the consequences, because they're so scared of uncertainty, will look at you and see you surfing the wave. Yay, look at this. Is this exciting? Is this fun? And they'll want to join you. They'll come and say, what is it that you're doing? Or they'll watch and they'll get inspired. They'll be lifted. Perhaps they'll hear the call of their soul. And you'll be not only fulfilling you, but sharing with them. A powerful time of applying this frequency to your daily life and allowing it to shift to reflect the greater light you are. It means much more success. And it can mean far more success financially too. Regardless of the economy, regardless of what's going on out there. But if that's your reference point out there, you're going to be very scared. And you'll flail around and feel lost. Dear ones, you've been very disoriented from time to time here over the past few days. But you're not lost. And thank God for that. Eh? You really do know where you're going. And the future will pull you. You'll dream up options. What would give me as much joy as what I initially found in Plan A, without the fantasy overlay, without the rigid, brittle structure. It's got to go to here, then to this, and then to this, and then to this. Letting it go. What can be dreamed instead? Something even greater. The greater the adherence to the plan, the narrower your possibilities become. there's so much magic waiting for you. And it's all aligned with frequency. You manifest the level of magic that's congruent and in alignment with the level of your self-image frequency. So as you grow and as things start to happen, as you'll notice, as you emerge, starting to emerge, possibilities, all sorts of opportunities, all sorts of things happening, very exciting. And you'll feel within yourself what is appropriate, what is right, what is true to you, what's in alignment with who you are. And you'll go for it, and things can get really exciting. And when that happens, you have to really keep busting out of the box. You have to really keep expanding your image. You have to really keep at it. Don't set yourself up to judge yourself. Don't set yourself up on a performance track. It's not about that anymore. If you find yourself there and get the CDs of the workshop and go over that meditation we did before lunch. You're on the roll. You're moving. You've cleaned out so much mess. You've cleaned out so much stuff, debris. If only you could see yourselves, as we've said several times before, through our eyes, you'd see how much cleaner, how much shinier you are. But you would also see how, in a sense, you're baffled, puzzled by the future. It's like, okay, scratch the head. What's up? Where am I going? Is it going to be safe? Am I going to get there? Wherever there is. If you create the vibration of safety, the energy of safety, and you open creatively to your frequency, to who you are, yeah, it'll be safe. It'll be prosperous enough. It'll give you enough. If you want to be a multi-millionaire, it may not do that because really in your heart of hearts, you don't really care about money per se. It's fun to spend it. Yeah. But money itself doesn't excite you. It's the process, the experience, the creativity, the reality creation. That's exciting. The interaction with people, the love, the sharing, the connection. That's exciting. It's one of your pathways to God, to the divine, to the goddess within you. So let's do a little process here, connecting you with your future, connecting you, getting you on your wave, all right? Getting you to surf your wave now. Closing your eyes. Settling in, balancing. Let yourself begin by centering. Now, this process may be a little challenging because we're going to stretch your perception. Stretch your perception boundaries. And for some people, when your perception boundaries are stretched, you fall asleep promptly. All right. Out you go. Boom. Okay. And then you come back later. Where was I? Huh? What happened? Did I get it? You're going to get it. But if you could stay awake, you'll get it a little better. Make it a little bit more consciously, because a lot of your process is about conscious creation. But we are going to stretch you a bit. Right? So if you can sit and position yourself in such a way that can kind of inhibit your falling asleep, that can be helpful. All right, good. Now, centering yourself, You can do it quickly now. To send the link up to your divine, to feel the energy flow up and down through your spine, to send the link to earth below, to feel the strength of the light channel up and down your spine, to straighten yourself just a little bit, to feel the strength, the alignment, the flow of energy, smooth, unimpeded, free. To feel yourself integrated. To remember who you are, the light that you are. To step mentally now, emotionally now, into your identity as a powerful reality creator who has come to shape the future, come to change things, to change the old order that's breaking down, to write new laws of love, to connect in the network of light, your mission, your identity and who you are is so much more your future than it is anything you have been. You've let go of the identity and the identification with the self you have been. So knowing that you are free, letting yourself tune now into the movement. You're moving. You may feel like you're floating, but if you notice, just let yourself note that you're, yes, perhaps you're floating, or perhaps you just feel a certain sense of movement or vibration in you. You're floating faster. You're moving faster. You're lifting. You've been doing it now for a couple of days. And from the center place where you are, and knowing who you are, reminding yourself who you are, feeling us about you, still a bit of a shimmer, and knowing that you are being accompanied by your soul, sweet soul, loving. Unconditionally loving and accepting of you, with you. And noticing that you are surrounded by that field of stars. Not just all of us, but all of your team, all of your crew surrounding you, cheering you on. And when the opportunity comes, when you're able to open to it, sending you inspirations, insights. Now, we haven't talked much about spirit, but here's where spirit is going to shine. Spirit, a dynamic movement of light, seeking, searching, adventuring. The spirited you, ready for an adventure, excited, thrilled, opening to possibility. Your spirit is going to be like a moving light, dancing, moving, energy. Just sense there's a dancing, moving energy in front of you, dancing in front of you. Feel a little tingle inside you, a stimulus inside you. Your soul with you. Your soul pulling you gently. The call of your greatness, call of yourself. And the spirit weaving possibility, dancing out opportunity, when you explore, when you do things. You're doing the dance. The dance. As you do the dance, you create and move the energy. And spirit can pull in all sorts of threads for you to play with, to manifest. So from this center, to feel your entourage, so to speak. You, the self that you perceive yourself to be at this particular point in time-space. See yourself, this self-image, through the eyes of your soul. Here, present now. With all your strengths and your weaknesses, your complete complement of colors, you're ready. You're moving. You sense coming out of you two spirals. One spiral goes into your past. Another spiral to your future. The spiral to your past has been unwinding your old stuff, your old identity. Your past is clearing up. There's not much there except that which you choose to put in. And you can put into your past the choice you made before you came into this lifetime to come here and have a grand adventure, to create, to shift consciousness, to work together with other light beings in a family of light, in a new consensus of light. You made that choice back there, before. So feel the support of that peace back there. It spirals forward to you, connecting to you. And it also spirals through you, a spiral that goes from you to your future, to the fulfillment of this life, and to all the adventures and glory in between, here and the end of your life, your chosen end, probably many years ahead of you. But the success of your mission is coming close. Sense the spiral moving forward into time. It's spiraling. And it may spiral over to the side and spiral over to the other side, and it may seem to move around and not a straight line at all. If you were to track a point on the spiral, it would make curves. Curves that you could interpret as detours, but are actually plays, curiosities, where you go somewhere and you pick up more resources, and you go over here and pick up more resources. Now, we know all of this is very abstract, so we're working on you energetically, psychically. So even if you cannot, in a sense, feel connected to the imagery of this, just sense there's this movement happening. There's this movement moving you forward. And it's connecting somewhere. Not in form, but in light and love, in success. And out in front of you, along the spiral somewhere, stands a future you that you need to meet, that you need to work with for your emergence. It doesn't have to be far into the future. It could be 6 months into the future. It could be 2 years. Somewhere in between there, most likely. Just in your mind's eye, or just in your sensing, imagine that there's this beautiful being. Yes, it looks like you. The form resembles you, yes, standing somewhere along the spirals in your future, awaiting you. Let this future self send a beam of light from their heart to yours, and let yourself just feel a little touch. Ah. And let yourself send a little beam of light from your heart. A beam of enthusiasm, a beam of anticipation, future orientation, perhaps a spirited beam to your future self. Just send it on out there. And it touches them. Ah. And you can feel it, in a sense, touch out there. How about that? Let your future self, whose eyes are liquid light, filled with love, fun, success, pull you now along this beam of light, like you're just a little spark of light. Just let it pull you right up to it. Up to that future, and you step through a portal. And on the other side of the portal, you have stepped into your future life. Just be there. Oh, you might be living in the same place or a different place. You might be doing the same work or different work. The form may be the similar or same. Area may have changed. But don't put too much attention on that. Just be there and feel the clarity of this place, the cleanness of the energy, the purity of your environment. And it's not that it's well scrubbed and cleaned. Oh, yes, of course, you could imagine, all right, I have so much money, I can hire somebody to come and scrub this thing down, this place down, keep everything clean. No, no. It's clean in energy. You may be living better. You may feel wealthier there. You may feel more empowered, more loving. You may have a, if you're single, you may have a mate there. If you're mated now, you may be having more fun with your mate there. Let yourself open to the success energy, to the cleanness, to the clarity. And see your future self there. They probably don't look any older. They might look younger. After all, you have youthing techniques as well available to you. They may have a little more weight, or they may have a lot less weight. It doesn't matter. That's form. But just sense their success. And go sit with them. The two of you, just sit down. Perhaps they have a nice, luxurious sofa. Be in their environment with them. Feel their success. It can be heady, it can be trippy, it can be something greater than what you experience now. Just let yourself stretch a little bit. Your future self whispers to you, you've busted quite a big box to get here. And you can feel it, you're outside the consensus as you had remembered it. It's different now. And the future self feeds you an image that you and all the other light beings like yourself, who for so long have been outsiders of your consensus reality. For so long, pursuing seemingly this alternative track that has not been supported, acknowledged, revered, and valued. Sense how different it is. Sense that there is, within the consensus, within the mainstream reality of this future self, an acceptance, a widespread acceptance of people like yourself. That you're integrated intrinsically into the consensus that has for so long been your bugaboo, has been your limitation, has been that which you've been trying always to bust out of. And here, this future self is part of a group of beings who are easily talked about on the news. What they say is as important as what this latest scientist researcher has to say. Your spin is out there in the media. You've integrated into the consensus. You've integrated the new paradigm. You've integrated your network of light. It's available to everyone now. Not just for the few. Just sense what that means. And sense the success of this future self. The support. The visibility. That future self can be comfortable with, the safety. No more hiding, no more pretending, no more mask of self-assurance. It's real and authentic. And let them touch you and you touch them. Now hold each other. And let them infuse you. And let yourself feel part of this network of light, linked to something so powerful, a wave so strong that nothing can stop it. A magic so huge, a natural miraculousness in your life, just natural. And you think about the boxes that you've busted, how many times you've busted the box of the consensus and stepped out into the unknown, only to encounter all sorts of crap. And then you have to bust it again. You've busted it yet again. And your crew, your friends, your future, your soul and your spirit, and of course us. We are all there for you. We'll feed you infinite light. Drink it. Sense how easy it is now. Sense the ease of the flow. The snags are over. You can bust a box and head into more fun. And yeah, then you're going to hit against another box. Bust that too. And hit into more fun. No more of this splitting headaches from busting boxes like you've had in the past. Handling more energy through your body. Through your mind. Whew, this future self. It's one humdinger. They know who they are. And they're utilizing that. That's their self-image. And that's their image they show you of your world. And you can see it's on a positive lift track. It is lifting out of the chaos, out of the darkness. It is lifting into the magics of possibility, into the phenomenal healing that you've dreamed about for so long, that you remember from other dimensions and levels, that which you brought here. Claim it. Claim it for yourself. And spiral it back to the present. Spiral this energy of success back to the present. Just spiral it right back. Anchor it into the present body, in the present time space. And now you're there, in the present. You're back. But you're holding that vibration now. You can trust that you can create friendly, supportive, helpful realities for you. And you can imagine the consensus supporting you. Yes, you. You're no longer the outlaw. You're a revered member of the consensus. Just feel that for a moment. No more resistance, okay? Just feel it. And you did it. And let yourself come back now and open your eyes when you're ready. It's anchored in you. And we do recommend that whenever you feel at a kind of loss, when your imagination doesn't seem to be kicking in, when you need to make a decision and you don't know all the pieces you think you need to know in order to make the best decision, and you're afraid you might make the wrong choice, might choose the wrong strategy, go sit with your future self. Just go be with them in their environment, at their home. Look around. Check it out. Look at all the cool technological developments. Right? Remember when you thought a computer was cool? 64K? Oh, and then a megabyte was like phenomenal. And of course it has evolved into cell phones and now iPods and then into all sorts of things. And there's people out there who are tweeting all day. Generations ahead of just ordinary emails, of course. They're networking. They're connecting. It's all going to sort out into some very interesting ways. And it's going to be all sorts of interesting technologies to utilize this incredible network that the internet has generated. The frequency of that. You're going to have an impact on it. You don't see that right now, but it's coming. You're dreaming all sorts of magic. Just sit with the future self and feel how the earth has healed so much. Not that it's fully healed, no. But there are ways of approaching it. Not just reducing the carbon footprint, but healing. It's happening soon. And that's the reality you choose. That's the future self you choose. Keep yourself connected. And periodically, go find a new future self a little further into the future to hang out with, okay? All right, we're going to take a short break. Take a short break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk with somebody. And you're going to see some interesting things happen. All right, farewell for now.